USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a rise of COVID cases nationwide, and experts say this is linked to Christmas travel. As we learn more about the Omicron COVID-19 variant, the vast majority of patients have a sore throat, and the symptoms are mild for those who have received the booster shot. Dr. James E. Crow, Jr. leads the Vanderbilt Vaccine Center. He reminds us on CNBC.
Well, I think we have to focus on the severe disease, hospitalization, deaths, things like that. We're going to get to a point where those numbers are going to keep trending lower. Even though infection rates may be high, the infections will be relatively minor.
Another 2,200 flights were canceled on Tuesday as the holiday travel nightmare continues. Airlines dealing with workers calling in sick with COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.